This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really and truly appreciate it. And as you probably suspect, you are not alone. If you're caring for an elderly loved one, just know you're joined by thousands and thousands of other people who are interested in the same information. And so we're all in this thing together here at Senior Care Live. Right here in the Kansas City area, there are over 370,000 families and friend caregivers caring for over 400,000 elderly loved ones that need our care, love, and support. So this is why I created Senior Care Live, to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And we have lots and lots of people who refer to Senior Care Live as appointment radio. They listen each and every week. Thank you so much for doing that. And we have a lot of brand new listeners each and every week. And so if you're new to the program, welcome. And if you listen 3 or 4 weeks in a row, I think you'll get a really good feel for the program. And I think there's a good chance that you may tune in each and every week to Senior Care Live appointment radio. How about that? Whether you're listening live to the radio, you're streaming us online to your electronic device, or listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for being here with us today. All right, you can reach us, as always, on our toll-free number. Write it down, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that toll-free number, you could call it literally 24 hours a day. A real person will answer it, answer your question, or take a note and forward it, and someone else will return the call. But here's the number, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit us online. We have a great website. It's called Senior Care Live.com. That's with an L-I-V-E. So on today's program, we're going to cover a lot of really, really good information. I want to make a couple of announcements up front. Then I'm going to define the levels of care that are available at some of the care communities here in the area. I think it's really confusing, and I haven't talked about that for a while. So just wanted to touch on that today and some of the costs associated with that. And then I have a special guest in studio, and she's going to discuss some really timely information. So you're going to want to stay tuned tuned and stick with us through the whole program, because her information is going to be really, really, really good. So, first of all, for a quick announcement, our friends over at Villa St. Francis, they're a long-term care community out in Olathe. They do a great job. They're having what's called the first annual, it's a benefit luncheon. It's on Wednesday, so it's this Wednesday, May the 10th, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. It's a luncheon. It's at the Olathe Conference Center. I think it's out at the Embassy Suites near K-10 in Ridgeview Road out in Olathe. But they're calling this Friends of St. Francis, Faith in Bloom. And so the whole goal is to just to inform the outside community of Olathe and the general, you know, surrounding communities of Kansas City, basically, about Villa St. Francis and their mission. And look, this is a really big deal. This is a nonprofit group. About 70% of their residents require some assistance from the state, and most of that is going to be coming from Medicaid. And guess what? You don't get your billed amount from Medicaid. It's a drastically reduced number. So they don't go out and take out loans and add on to the building. They just kind of chip away as the donations come in. So if you're interested in buying a ticket and attending that and supporting them, just give our friends over at Villa St. Francis a call, 913-829-5201, and they'll give you all of the rest of the information and let you know how you can participate and buy a ticket. That's at 913-829-5201. Also, let's not forget about Nurses Day. My wife is an RN, and every Nurses Day, I always try to spoil her. I definitely recognize her, get her a nice card, and get her something kind of fattening to eat, although she says, hey, cool it with the chocolate. So I may just have to get her flowers this year. So. But anyway, Nurses Day is every year on May the 6th. And guess what? That is today, Saturday, May the 6th. So to my lovely wife, Susan, and all of the hardworking nurses out there, thank you so much for all that you do. And look, do me a favor. If you know a nurse, just take a minute out of your day and just tell them thank you, and you really appreciate all of the good work that they do. They are the backbone of the entire healthcare system, I'll tell you that. So happy Nurses Day to my lovely wife and all of the nurses in our listening area and around the entire nation. And then this last week has been really tough. Two of my good friends have laid their parents to rest. And it just really dawned on me, you know, a good buddy of mine, I've known him forever. His dad passed away, and he laid him to rest. And then another good friend of mine from my church and a fellow musician, he laid his mother to rest. And it dawned on me, and it's just one of those things where you kind of have to, unfortunately, you kind of have to think about a little bit. Take a minute right now, or after the program, or today, to call your mom or dad. Just give them a call and just say, hey, mom, hey, dad, you know, I'm just thinking about you, and I just want to tell you I love you. Because you may not be able to do that tomorrow. Every day is a gift. Every day is precious. Take a minute and recognize your parents and tell them you love them, okay? All right, let's jump into today's, one of the topics anyway. I'm going to talk about the different levels of care and what they provide and what they cost. So this is going to be a lot of information, kind of a fire hose for you here today. But before you go out and, you know, looking for places, don't forget, and I've talked about this a lot before, do your research after you have made a determination of what you need to look for. So don't just do the shotgun thing that I talked about in some previous episodes. You need to determine your level of care. You need to determine the type of care, the payment methods, the location, and personal preferences and needs. And then once you do that, then you know what you're looking for. And so let me go through the spectrum here, and this is a little complicated, but let's start with, you know, the first move. It's independent living. An independent living facility or community is an apartment. Basically an apartment with meals. They have activities, they're optional. Obviously, you are on your own, fully independent, but you're not alone. You're surrounded by a lot of other people. There is a button to where if you feel like you may have an emergency or you feel pain in your left arm or you're like, oh boy, I might be in trouble here. You can hit a button. Someone will contact you within the community and they can call 911, but they do not provide care for you. Okay. So that's independent living. Let's go to the absolute opposite side of the care spectrum, and you have the long-term care communities. This is traditionally known as a nursing home. And I know the nursing home, that's a dirty word out in the community. Most people still understand that as a nursing home. It's a full medical model. They help you with your activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, and grooming, dispensing medications, full slate of activities. They make all of your meals, snacks, hydration for you. They provide transportation. They do a lot for you here, plus full medical care for someone with the feeding tube, someone with the PICC line, someone who has diabetes and they need insulin injections. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of support at the nursing home level of care. The big challenge, I think, here is that center lane. It's a wide path, and that is primarily made up of assisted living. So you have assisted living communities. Let me define that. Most assisted living communities are now, let me back that up. I'm going to say it this way. I'm going to say it a little more positively. Assisted living communities can help you with a tremendous amount of support. They are not a medical model. And that is, I think, generally misunderstood in our community. It's not a medical model. They do a lot for you, but is not a medical model. It is a social model. Assisted living is a social model. So they can help you minimally or they can help you fully with your activities of daily living. And again, they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They can assist with your incontinence care to a limit or to a point. So if you have incontinence issues, they can help you with that. They do distribute all of your medications. That's super, super important. They can do that. They do have transportation to and from medical appointments. They have transportation for outside activities, shopping, et cetera, et cetera. They have lots of activities. I mean, there's a lot of support there. That's a lot of support, but it is not a medical model. And I just want to really pound that point home here. It's not a medical model. The other challenge with assisted living is that it is not a standardized model of care. And so they don't have to do the same thing, each one of them. Like the nursing home side, fairly standardized. There are some differences, but fairly, generally speaking, fairly standardized. Assisted living, some of them can be very light on the care, and I'm going to give some examples of this right after the break. Some of them can be very heavy on the care and anything in between. So with that, in the next segment, I'm going to give you some examples of that, and then I'm going to provide some pricing that I think will really surprise you on all of these different levels of care. So you want to stay tuned for that in the next segment. But let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. All continuing care retirement communities charge a six-figure entrance fee. Is this statement true or false? And the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, this program will stream live to any electronic device. Simply go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, and then just give it a couple of minutes to connect, and it will stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. Lots of people do it that way, and you can too. So feel free to try that out at any time. All right, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All continuing care retirement communities charge a six-figure entrance fee. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. Mostly false, but false. Right? It's either true or false, right? It is false. And I'm going to explain that here in just a moment. But let's jump back to our assisted living level of care. Let me just give you an example. Some assisted living communities will not even help you take a bath. Okay. And I've had some of my clients say, well, why would I pay that much money to a place that won't even help me take a bath? And I'm like, okay. And they don't feel that is competitive. And I would have to agree with that statement, for the most part. Some assisted living facilities will bend over backwards to try to keep you from having to move to a long-term care community. One assisted living facility served my client who was recovering from a stroke, served him thickened liquids so that he wouldn't aspirate his whatever he was drinking, and then goes down into your lung and you can get pneumonia, real serious situation potentially. And so previously that had always fallen into that medical category, but an assisted living facility was willing to do that. And oh, by the way, so we won't help you with the bath, to we'll serve you thickened liquids and everything in between. That makes the assisted living level pretty tough to navigate on your own. Some of the costs, independent living apartment, $2,600 to $3,600 a month. That's kind of right down the middle. Assisted living, $5,000 to $6,000 a month. That's right down the middle. You can get a little less than that. You can definitely pay more than that, but that's right down the middle. In the nursing home, you have a semi-private room of $5,500 to $6,500. That'll cover most of them. A private room in a nursing home, hang on to your wallet, is $7,500 to $9,500. And I priced a private room out in a nursing home recently at over $13,000. So it's very, very, very expensive. And then let me throw an extra little curveball into this whole messy spectrum, if it's not messy enough. I would call assisted living light, this next one, residential care facility. So it's very similar to an assisted living facility, but the less staffing and a higher level of independence by the residents. That's going to cost you anywhere from, on the low end, a couple of thousand dollars to maybe $3,500, $3,800. So that's assisted living light. On the heavier side of assisted living, you have Home Plus, and the Home Plus level of care is somewhere between $6,000 to $7,500. Sometimes those staffing ratios are one staff to two residents. That's as good as you're going to get unless you hire one-on-one care for $12,000 to $15,000 a month. So, and then let me throw another wrench into this, another layer of complexity. We have a couple of gray areas. So one gray area is at the independent living level, where I've had way too many people call me and say, you know, we looked at this nice independent living apartment, and they said they can do everything that an assisted living facility would do. And so, you know, mom will never have to move. And I'm like, time out. That is absolutely that. Do not. No, I'm going to disagree with that. An independent living apartment is not licensed to provide care at all. They cannot touch you, period. Now, the way that they're getting around that is many independent living communities have an on-site home care provider that can just walk down the hall and help you in 15-minute increments. So for some of my clients with Senior Care Consulting, that's a really good fit. It's a perfect fit, but it is not an assisted living facility, period, in any way. And then I've had way too many people call me and tell me that, you know, this assisted living facility said we're an age-in-place community, and your parent can live here, you know, for the rest of their lives. And I would say, well, now better watch that, According to a national study, 59% of assisted living residents have to graduate and will require an increased level of care at the nursing home level. And so there are limits to what can be provided at the assisted living level of care. I've had too many people call up and they get the discharge notice and they call me with senior care consulting. We have to go out and find another place because it's not working out there. And I would just call some of these statements, you know, over promise, under deliver. So just be careful. And then you have another complication. You have memory care. Well, what is memory care? Well, memory care is a special type of care delivered in a secured environment within a facility. So you can have an assisted living facility that has a memory care neighborhood within it. You have a nursing home that has a memory care neighborhood within that building. You have codes on the doors so that residents can't unintentionally or intentionally exit the building or exit that area. You have, and it's too much to go into today. I'll do a whole program pretty soon on memory care. There are a lot of other aspects of memory care other than the codes on the doors, but memory care is a type of care delivered at different levels of care. You can find memory care in a residential care facility. You can find memory care at the assisted living facility. You can find memory care at the home plus level of care, and you can find memory care at the nursing home level of care. So it's just really, really confusing. And then last but not least, you have the continuing care retirement communities. And I would say a CCRC, that's the acronym for that. It's all of the above. Now, many of these, so the idea there is you sell your home, you move into the independent living apartment, and you kind of relax. You don't have to worry about home ownership and all the stuff that goes along with that. And then you can age in place. If you need a little extra help, you can move to assisted living. If you need a little more help than that, you can move to the nursing center part of that building or campus type of a situation. If you need memory care, most of them offer memory care. Some do not. You can transition to that part of the building or the campus. Now, many of these places do have an entrance fee at the independent living level, but not all of them. Some of them don't offer an entrance fee at all. Some of them are just rental only. Now, if you have an entrance fee in our area, you're talking about $100,000 to $300,000 would cover most of them. You can go up to about $600,000, but you still have monthly fees thereafter. If one of these CCRCs, if they're offering a life care contract, you're going to pay a large check up front, and then you're going to lock in to that. Let's say it's $3,200 a month for independent living, and you need assisted living. Well, assisted living is going to be $3,200 versus the $5,000 to $6,000 that it would normally be. If you need a nursing home, it's going to be $3,200. It's not going to be the $5,000 to $10,000 that it would normally be. So you're prepaying for discounted future health care costs. And most of the entrance fees are refunded 90% or 80% back to your estate. So hopefully that wasn't too much. That was the fire hose, Mark. I opened up the fire hose. But if you have any questions, give me a call at any time. And stay tuned. We have a special guest right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, If you miss any of the programs or you wanted to share the information with a friend or family or anyone, after the fact, you can go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and then you can go back and listen to previously aired episodes. You can find the date or the topic. There's a little a quick little blurb about it so that you know what you're listening to, and just click the play button and boom, you're in. And lots of people do that. Feel free to take advantage of that. And before I introduce my special guest today in studio, that was a fire hose. That was a lot of information. If you have questions about that, if you need help sorting through all of that in an effort to find the best fit for your elderly loved one, call me at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. That is exactly what we do every day, all day. For the last 14 and a half years, we've helped families all over Kansas City find the right fit at the facility level of care at all of those different levels. 913-945-2800. All right. Without any delay, let me introduce to you Melissa Bowers. She's a chaplain with Crossroads Hospice. Melissa, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you coming in.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
All right. So we're going to talk about grief issues for this season. And so, you know, we're coming into summer and the sun's out and tomatoes are being planted and the grass is green and all that kind of stuff. But guess what? This month in particular can be pretty tough on a lot of people.
It really can. Seasons stimulate a lot of things that we're not conscious of sometimes, and especially holidays. And so a lot of grief issues can come up in the month of May. We kind of start that month with Mother's Day. That's also related to Father's Day. And so memories can start to come up for your senior loved one that you're caring for, or even for yourself. You know, grief isn't linear. It's not logical. It doesn't make sense. It just does its own thing. And so,
yeah.
Sometimes things that have been buried for years will come up unexpectedly.
And you have, so we have Mother's Day coming right up. And of course we have Memorial Day at the end of the month.
That's right.
And those are two big ones. And then, another one that's not really senior related, but, you know, we also have a lot of graduations, happening. And, you know, if you lost a loved one, you know, younger, and maybe they should have been graduating, or maybe it was just that time of year. I mean, this is, you wouldn't think about it unless you thought about it for a minute. And I'm glad we're touching on this. Yeah. This can be a really tough month.
It really can be. Graduation, you're right. Graduation and Mother's Day especially stimulates lost children. So if maybe your mother is your senior loved one, or maybe you as a mom have lost a child, that really can come up in ways that can be very impactful, create depression that can last for a few days or a few weeks. And sometimes your senior loved one can articulate that verbally, and sometimes they can't, and you just kind of have to feel it out and figure it out.
And I know, you know, we lost my dad in 97, and that was July 17th. Mm-hmm. So it was almost a whole year, and then Father's Day came around in June, a whole year later, and I could not go into the Hallmark store to buy my cards. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, completely lost it almost a year later, because that's just one of those milestones. Mm-hmm. And that's a special day. And so, I felt that firsthand on Mother's Day, but for Father's Day, man, that's tough.
It's true. It absolutely is. And also for your Mother's Day can, and I really try hard to share this with families, when it's appropriate, and have them understand that Mother's Day is not a good memory for everybody.
Yeah.
And it may not be a good memory for you if you have a compromised relationship with your mother and yet still you're caring for her. Might not be a good memory for your mom if she didn't have a good relationship with her mother. So it's always good to kind of have your antenna up for whatever your senior loved one's feeling, and be ready to be an empathetic listener and kind of get into their world. And I kind of share this because sometimes we forget that that mother-child relationship is always there. And as an example, my dad was talking to me one time and just began to talk to me like an adult. And he began to speak about my mamaw, and she was my favorite and I was her favorite.
Yeah.
And he said some things to her about her that weren't so nice. And I had to stop and remember, well, I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
And she's not his mamma.
Right, right.
She had a very different role in his life as the future mother-in-law who didn't like him so well at first and wasn't really nice to him until they actually got engaged. And so that was a good time for me to kind of remember, you know, that as my parents change and grow and other loved ones in my life are getting older, we now have an adult-to-adult relationship, and I want to be present to that when they want to have that as well. So that was kind of coming up for us around Mother's Day, and that was an interesting thing. So Mother's Day can bring up all kinds of stuff.
And you know, and that's such a good point, and I didn't even think about it until you just said it. I have the best relationship with my mom ever.
Right.
And a lot of people do, but like you said, not everyone has the tight relationship. You know, not everyone mm-hmm. has that relationship, and maybe it was strained. Well, I know of someone, and it was beyond strained. It, mm-hmm. it was bad.
Yeah.
And then her mom died, and then she felt guilty. But then why should I feel guilty because of, you know, so you have this push, this back and forth. I should feel bad. I should miss her. I don't. Well, yes, I do miss her. Well, no, I wish I would have done that. No, I had a good reason. I mean, you're so conflicted. Mm-hmm. I see it just tearing her up right now. And she's really struggling to deal with that.
It's complicated. You're right about that. And sometimes we're grieving for what could have been. You know, not what was, but what could have been. And I recently was in a care plan meeting with a daughter who was telling me, you know, mom, I've always been my mom's mom. You know, I've always been the adult in the family. And now I'm really here for her out of duty more than love. And just validating that for her and going, well, that's okay. Well, bless you. There's a lot of daughters that wouldn't do that. So, you know, just kind of wherever people are at. Grief is a time to just go with the flow and let it be whatever it is. So.
Yeah, and like you said, just be there and be present and just listen.
Yeah, you bet.
And just let them vent, let them talk, let them, like you said, wish for something that wasn't. It just kind of just talk the thing through and just be a good listener. And not a lot of people are good listeners. When they get nervous, they start talking and just be silent and just listen and be supportive and shake your head mm-hmm. and don't offer answers or suggestions. Men, we try to fix it. We're going to throw out really quickly. We're going to say, well, I would have done this. You should do that. That's not what they want, guys. They want an empathetic, sympathetic, listening ear, shaking your head yes a lot, and just listen, right?
A lot of time, that's exactly what your senior loved one needs is just your compassionate presence.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Memorial Day. That's coming up here at the end of the month. And that's obviously a lot different mm-hmm. than Mother's Day. I know that, you know, I know in some families, I mean, they don't go out to my grandma on Kiker on my dad's side. She used to call it Decoration Day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. and you would take, you know, flowers and you'd go out to the cemetery and you'd honor your loved ones and put, you know, the wreath or the flowers there. So, I do that. I do it every year. My mom does. And a lot of family members, you know, don't do that. And so everyone is different on that, but I kind of think it's important. And we go out like Thursday or Friday. So it just looks nice, you know, for the entire mm-hmm. week. And, this kind of a source of pride and just kind of recognition there. So that's what we do. I don't know if everyone does that, but,
Memorial Day, too, has got a couple of aspects. As you say, the decoration part, where you're going out often to the family cemetery. And so there's lots of ancestors there, maybe lots of memories to talk about. That can be an important trip to take your senior loved one on. And I had one patient who she really couldn't physically go out to the cemetery, but she came in the car and her daughter said that was important because mom was there with us. So those are important things to participate in. And then there's some military aspects to that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. That for veterans, there's some issues sometimes that come up with Memorial Day.
Well, and you know, my grandpa, Cuevas on my mom's side, was in World War II. Mm-hmm. And so the cemetery they have these kind of these containers of American flags.
Right.
And that you can use and place at the foot and recognize and honor your loved one mm-hmm. As serving in the military. I think it's a really huge deal. My family, we all pray for, when we say our prayers, we always pray for the men and women in our military every day, every night. And so I think it's a big deal, but and sometimes they've been out of those flags. So I'm all right. So I'm heading to the store and I'm buying a flag because I just think that's important to recognize that.
It is. It really is. It's beautiful for the cemetery, and it also is a great opportunity, again, for memory sharing, for grieving. For a lot of our men, that's the most important time in their lives. Was this what they remember about military service, and maybe some of the things they need to talk about and grieve about around that? So,
and a lot of times, people in the military, they kind of hold it in, and that a lot of times that will come out, you know, with the post-traumatic, you know, stress disorder, and everything. So, all right. Well, Melissa, let's continue our conversation right after the break. But for our listeners, Crossroads Hospice is a phenomenal organization. They are constantly educating our community through, you know, through this program with Melissa here today, constantly doing, you know, group presentations. It goes on and on. Phenomenal hospice service. Give them a call at 816-333-9200. Crossroads Hospice serves Kansas and Missouri and other areas as well. But stay tuned and we'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest today in studio, Melissa Bowers. Melissa is a chaplain with Crossroads Hospice. And look, I kind of touched on that, Melissa, just right at the end there. If someone is interested in hospice services, you're not sure what that is, you're not sure when, how to qualify, how it's paid for, which is paid for by Medicare, by the way. Just reach out to Crossroads, 816-333-9200, and they can answer your questions. And also, if it's not a terminal situation, but you're living with this chronic ongoing condition, you may qualify for an awesome service called palliative care and not be in a terminal situation. It's a tremendous amount of extra support. Ask Crossroads about their hospice services and their palliative care services, 816-333-9200. All right. So Melissa, we were talking about, you know, Memorial Day and veterans, and sometimes that's kind of a different set of issues for our veterans.
You know, it can be. At Crossroads, we make a point to honor each and every one of our veterans. We do that in two ways. If they're a patient, then we have an honoring ceremony individually for them. But around Memorial Day and Veterans Day, we go out to our nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, and put on big ceremonies and get the names of every veteran with their permission, and then present them with a certificate of honor, say and share words of honor. And although our point is to honor their military service, we have found that is a marvelous vehicle for releasing grief that may have been, you know, deep down inside for years and years.
Yeah.
And so this is an important time for our veterans. Hardly any of them ever ask for thanks or expected anything.
That's right.
So they're really touched.
They're very humble.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so you have this phenomenal program. And again, you know, we're teaching our kids this thing, this practice as well. You know, when we're out in a restaurant or in a store, I see someone walk by in their uniform, I say, excuse me, can I shake your hand? Just want to say thank you. And they're, like you said, they're not looking for this. They're not asking for this. They're humble. They're proud to serve. But they also really appreciate someone saying thank you. It's simple. Thank you. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, pay it forward, buy their coffee, or, you know, something like
sure,
that. So
yeah.
I'm glad that you have a program like that. That's awesome.
It's really meaningful for us. And in our ceremonies, we have a chance for life review. You know, if it's a private ceremony, we will have gathered some information and stories and ask our veteran, Tell us about that part of your life. And if he and sometimes she is able to do that, often the family will hear stories they've never heard before.
Oh, wow. So, are you kidding? I never knew that.
That's right.
Wow.
So that's a lot of fun. Or they'll talk about a buddy they lost, whose name perhaps they haven't uttered since that day.
Oh.
And that's a marvelous time to just work through that and acknowledge the loss. And for us to say, we want you to know we remember. And we thank you for what you did for us and for our children and for our grandchildren. And so that's a great time to celebrate and also to release some grief when it's an appropriate time. I will share this because I think it's appropriate as we're talking about grieving and life review around Memorial Day and military. As one of our patients was a World War II veteran. We had an honoring ceremony for him. His son, who was a retired Air Force officer, was also there. And so in that context of thanks, gratitude, honor, and celebration, our patient was able to tearfully, you know, say to his son, I also want to let you know that I don't believe I was the father that I wanted to be because of all of this stress and trauma and grief that I held within, because in my generation, that's just what we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just came home and started having families and took care of our family. And that was such a sweet moment to see them just embrace each other, these two tough guys, and share some tears and have a tremendous amount of healing that was really stimulated by the context of us celebrating his military service.
That is phenomenal. And you know what? If you didn't have this service, that probably does not happen.
It makes me sad to think that
It may have happened. But hey, look, how many years did he not share that story?
Yeah.
How many years did he not tell his son,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I think I could have done better, but I just want to acknowledge that to you and tell you I love you. This man is, how old was he, in his 80s?
He was 90.
90.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, okay, so I'm going to say the pretty high degree of probability here. If you don't have that service, that moment doesn't happen.
You're right, Steve. That service and that honoring creates the context that then brings up the memories that I think makes it okay and prudent to, you know, there are a lot of things you cannot orchestrate. And authentic emotional healing is one of those things. And so it does kind of create a context that allows that to happen in a way that's really powerful.
That is a beautiful, beautiful story. So, folks, you know, for our listeners, when I talk about Crossroads Hospice all the time, I mean it. They are a fantastic organization. You are hearing some of the results of some of their programs and some of their sincere efforts. Call Crossroads Hospice. Get some information. Find out if you qualify, if there's a concern, if you could qualify for that extra level support through palliative care. Crossroads Hospice covers Kansas, Missouri, Northland, South, also in other states as well. But they serve hundreds and hundreds of patients each and every day right here in our listening area on both sides of the state line. Give them a call at 816-333-9200. Again, 816-333-9200. And Melissa, so you're a chaplain.
I am.
With Crossroads. How long have you been with Crossroads?
I've been with Crossroads almost 3 years. I've been in hospice about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then you served in churches prior to
that? Right. I've been a pastor for 30 years.
Okay. All right. How about that? So how's it going at Crossroads?
It's great. It's marvelous. Yeah. Just marvelous. I'm really grateful and excited about a staff, you know, that always says yes. And we're always able to be there for our patients and go in the extra mile. And that's so important because it's the last time we get to do it. You know, our particular where we are in the healthcare chain puts us right there. So it's real important that we're able to do that. And I'm grateful. It's an amazing way to make your living and to live out your vocation. So,
well, and speaking about veterans, the gift of a day, and I follow Crossroads on Facebook, and the one of them that really got, they all tear me up, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. You know, and I've got happy tears going, and it's just, it's such a beautiful thing. But the gentleman, and he was a pilot, and he wanted to go up in the plane, and he wanted to take one more cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And so they brought out a vintage plane, and he wasn't flying it, but he probably could have, but he was the passenger, and that was his gift of a day, and that was his wish. He wanted to do that. So
that's great, and I have to give a big thumbs up to our community. Man, they just come in, donate time, energy, you know.
Yeah, well, you must have a lot of
rides.
Yeah, that's right. You must, and you've brought Hawaii to a person who wanted to go to Hawaii, and so just the gift of a day program, palliative care. You've got this the veterans ceremonies that honor our vets. Melissa, thank you so much for all that you do, and thank you to Crossroads as well. It's just wonderful having you here today.
Thank you.
All right, call Crossroads Hospice at 816-333-9200 and see if you qualify. Ask them questions. They're a fantastic provider. 816-333-9200. And to everyone listening, I am honored that you spent part of your day tuning in to this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,